This Wikipedia entry is brought to you by Learn Out Loud. For more educational audio material, please visit www.learnoutloud.com. The following is the Wikipedia entry for J.R.R. Tolkien, and is current as of December 13, 2005. For a text version of this entry, please visit www.wikipedia.org. J.R.R. Tolkien. John Ronald Raoul Tolkien, January 3, 1892 to September 2, 1973, is best known as the author of The Hobbit and its sequel, The Lord of the Rings. He worked as reader and professor in English language at Leeds from 1920 to 1925, as professor of Anglo-Saxon language at Oxford from 1925 to 1945, and of English language and literature, also at Oxford, from 1945 to 1959. He was a strongly committed Catholic. Tolkien was a close friend of C.S. Lewis's and a member of the Inklings, a literary discussion group to which both Lewis and Owen Barfield belonged. In addition to The Hobbit and The Lord of the Rings, Tolkien's published fiction includes The Silmarillion and other posthumous books about what he called a legendarium, a fictional mythology of the remote past of Earth called Arda and Middle-earth, from Midgard, the lands inhabitable by men, in particular. Most of these posthumously published works were compiled from Tolkien's notes by his son Christopher Reuel Tolkien. The enduring popularity and influence of Tolkien's works have established him as the father of the modern high fantasy genre. Tolkien's other published fiction includes adaptations of stories originally told to his children and not directly related to the legendarium. Biography: The Tolkien Family. As far as is known, most of Tolkien's paternal ancestors were craftsmen. The Tolkien family had its roots in Saxony, Germany, but had been living in England since the 18th century, becoming quickly and intensely English, not British. The surname Tolkien is anglicized from Tolkien, i.e. German Tolkun, foolhardy. The etymological English translation would be dull keen, a literal translation of oxymoron. The character of Professor Rashbold in the Notion Club papers is a pun on the name. Childhood. Tolkien was born on January 3, 1892, in Bloemfontein in the Orange Free State, now Free State, South Africa, to Arthur Reuel Tolkien, 1857-1896, an English bank manager and his wife Mabel née Suffield, 1870-1904. Tolkien had one sibling, his younger brother Hilary Arthur Reuel, who was born on February 17, 1894. When he was three, Tolkien went to England with his mother and brother on what was intended to be a lengthy family visit. His father, however, died in South Africa of a severe brain hemorrhage before he could join them. This left the family without an income, so Tolkien's mother took him to live with her parents in Birmingham, England. Soon after, in 1896, they moved to Sarehole, now in Hall Green, then a Worcestershire village, later annexed to Birmingham. He enjoyed exploring Sarehole Mill and Moseley Bog and the Client Hills and Leichy Hills, which would later inspire scenes in his books, along with other Worcestershire towns and villages, such as Brome's Grove, Alcaster, and Alv Church, and places such as his aunt's farm of Bag End, the name of which would be used in his fiction. Mabel tutored her sons, and Ronald, as was known in the family, was a keen pupil. She taught him a great deal of botany, and she awoke in her son the enjoyment of the look and feel of plants. Young Tolkien liked to draw landscapes and trees, but his favorite lessons were those concerning languages, and his mother taught him the rudiments of Latin very early. He could read by the age of four, and could write fluently soon afterwards. He attended King Edward's School, Birmingham, and while a student there, helped line the route for the coronation parade of King George V, being posted just outside the gates of Buckingham Palace. He later attended St. Philip's School and Exeter College, Oxford. His mother converted to Roman Catholicism in 1900, despite vehement protests by her Baptist family. She died of diabetes in 1904, when Tolkien was 12, at Fern Cottage, Rednail, which they were then renting. For the rest of his life, Tolkien felt that she had become a martyr for her faith. This had a profound effect on his own Catholic beliefs. Tolkien's devout faith was significant in the conversion of C.S. Lewis to Anglicanism. During his subsequent orphanhood, he was brought up by Father Francis Xavier Morgan of the Birmingham Oratory in the Edbaston area of Birmingham. He lived there in the shadow of Parrot's Folly and the Victorian Tower of Edbaston Waterworks, which may have influenced the images of the Dark Towers within his works. Another strong influence was the Romantic Medievalist paintings of Edward Burne-Jones and the Pre-Raphaelite Brotherhood. The Birmingham Museum and Art Gallery has a large and well-renowned collection of works and had put it on free public display from around 1908. Youth. Tolkien met and fell in love with Edith Mary Bratt, 3 years his senior, at the age of 16. Father Francis forbade him from meeting, talking, or even corresponding with her until he was 21. He obeyed this prohibition to the letter. In 1911, while they were at King Edward's School, Birmingham, Tolkien and three friends, Rob Gilson, Geoffrey Smith, and Christopher Wiseman, formed a semi-secret society, which they called the TCBS, the initials standing for the Tea Club and Borrovian Society, alluding to their fondness of drinking tea in Barrow's stores near the school and illegally in the school library. After leaving school, the members stayed in touch, and in December 1914, they held a council in London at Wiseman's home. For Tolkien, the result of this meeting was a strong dedication to writing poetry. In the summer of 1911, Tolkien went on holiday in Switzerland, a trip that he recollects vividly in a 1968 letter, noting that Bilbo's journey across the misty mountains, including the glissade down the slithering stones into the pine woods, is directly based on his adventures as their party of 12 hiked from Interlaken to Lanterbrunnen and on to camp in the moraines beyond Murren. 57 years later, Tolkien remembers his great regret at leaving the view of the eternal snows of Jungfrau and Silberhorn, the Silvertine Silabdil of my dreams, he notes. They went across the Klein Stieg on to Grindelwald and across the Gross Stieg to Meiringen. They continued across the Grimsel Pass and through the Upper Valais to Brieg and on to the Jülich Glacier and Zermatt. On the evening of his 21st birthday, Tolkien telephoned Edith and asked her to be his bride, and she converted to Catholicism for him. They were engaged in Birmingham in January 1913 and married in Warwick, England, on March 22, 1916. With his childhood love of landscape, he visited Cornwall in 1914 and was said to be deeply impressed by the singular Cornish coastline and sea. After graduating from the University of Oxford, Exeter College, Oxford, with a first-class degree in English language in 1915, Tolkien joined the British Army effort in World War I and served as a second lieutenant in the 11th Battalion of the Lancashire Fusiliers. His battalion was moved to France in 1916, where Tolkien served as a communications officer during the Battle of Somme, until he came down with trench fever on October 27th and was moved back to England on November 8th. Many of his fellow servicemen, as well as many of his closest friends, were killed in the war. During his recovery in a cottage in Great Heywood, Staffordshire, England, he began to work on what he called the Book of Lost Tales, beginning with the Fall of Gondolin. Throughout 1917 and 1918, his illness kept recurring, but he had recovered enough to do home services at various camps and was promoted to lieutenant. When he was stationed at Kingston upon Hull, one day he and Edith went walking in the woods at nearby Roos, and Edith began to dance for him in a thick grove of hemlock. This incident inspired the account of the meeting of Beren and Lúthien, and Tolkien often referred to Edith as his Lúthien. Oxford. Tolkien's first civilian job after World War I was at the Oxford English Dictionary. Among others, he initiated the entries Wasp and Walrus. In 1920, he took up a post as reader in English language at the University of Leeds, and in 1924 was made a professor there. But in 1925, he returned to Oxford as a professor of Anglo-Saxon at Pembroke College. Tolkien and Edith had 4 children, John Francis Rule, November 17, 1917, Michael Hilary Rule, October 1920 to 1984, Christopher John Rule, 1924, and Priscilla Ann Rule, 1929. Tolkien assisted Sir Mortimer Wheeler in the unearthing of a Roman Asclepieion at Linney Park, Gloucestershire, in 1928. During his time at Pembroke, Tolkien wrote The Hobbit and the first 2 volumes of The Lord of the Rings. Of Tolkien's academic publications, the 1936 lecture Beowulf, The Monsters and the Critics had a lasting influence on Beowulf research. In 1945, he moved to Merton College, Oxford, becoming the Merton Professor of English Language and Literature, in which post he remained until his retirement in 1959. Tolkien completed The Lord of the Rings in 1948, close to a decade after the first sketches. During the 1950s, Tolkien spent many of his long academic holidays at the home of his son, John Francis, in Stoke-on-Trent. Tolkien had an intense dislike for the side effects of industrialization, which he considered a devouring of the English countryside. For the most of his adult life, he eschewed automobiles, preferring to ride a bicycle. This attitude is perceptible from some parts of his work, such as the forced industrialization of this shire in The Lord of the Rings. W. H. Auden was a frequent correspondent and longtime friend of Tolkien's. Initiated by Auden's fascination with The Lord of the Rings, Auden was among the most prominent early critics to praise the work. Tolkien wrote in a 1971 letter, "I am very deeply in Auden's debt in recent years. His support of me and interest in my work has been one of my chief encouragements. He gave me very good reviews, notices, and letters from the beginning, when it was by no means a popular thing to do. He was, in fact, sneered at for it." Retirement and old age. During his life in retirement from 1959 up to his death in 1973, Tolkien increasingly turned into a figure of public attention and literary fame. The sale of his books were so profitable that Tolkien regretted he had not taken early retirement. While at first he wrote enthusiastic answers to reader inquiries, he became more and more suspicious of emerging Tolkien fandom, especially among the hippie movement in the USA. Already in 1944, he made a somewhat sarcastic comment about a fan letter by a 12-year-old American reader. "It's nice to find that little American boys do really still say gee whiz." In a 1972 letter, he deplores having become a cult figure, but admits that, quote, "Even the nose of a very modest idol, younger than Chu Bu, and not much older than Skeamish, idols in a story by Lord Dunsany, cannot remain entirely untickled by the sweet smell of incense." Fan attention became so intense that Tolkien had to take his phone number out of the public directory, and eventually he and Edith moved to Bournemouth at the south coast. Tolkien was awarded a CBE by Queen Elizabeth II at Buckingham Palace on March 28, 1972. Edith Tolkien died on November 29, 1971, at the age of 82, and Tolkien had the name Luthien engraved on the stone at Wolvercote Cemetery, Oxford. When Tolkien died 21 months later on September 2, 1973, at the age of 81, he was buried in the same grave, with Baron added to his name, so that the engraving now reads, "Edith Mary Tolkien Luthien, 1889-1971, John Ronald Rule Tolkien Baron, 1892-1973. Posthumously named after Tolkien are the Tolkien Road in Eastbourne, East Sussex, and the asteroid 2675 Tolkien. Tolkien Way in Stoke-on-Trent is named after J.R.R.'s son, Father John Francis Tolkien, who used to be the priest in charge at the nearby Roman Catholic Church of Our Lady of the Angels and St. Peter in Chains. Writing. Beginning with the Book of Lost Tales, written while recuperating from illness during World War I, Tolkien devised several themes that were reused in successive drafts of the Legendarium. The two most prominent stories, the tales of Beren and Luthien, and that of Turin, were carried forward into long narrative poems, published in the Lays of Beleriand. Tolkien wrote a brief summary of the mythology these poems were intended to represent, and that summary eventually evolved into the Silmarillion, an epic history that Tolkien started three times but never published. The story of this continuous redrafting is told in the posthumous series The History of Middle-earth. From around 1936, he began to extend this framework to include the tales of the fall of Numenor, which was inspired by the legend of Atlantis. Tolkien was strongly influenced by Anglo-Saxon literature, Germanic and North mythologies, Finnish folklore, the Bible, and Greek mythology. The works most often cited as sources for Tolkien's stories include Beowulf, the Kalevala, the Poetic Edda, the Volsunga Saga, and the Hervarar Saga. Tolkien himself acknowledged Homer, Oedipus, and the Kalevala as influences or sources for some of his stories and ideas. His borrowings also came from numerous Middle English works and poems. In addition to his mythological compositions, Tolkien enjoyed inventing fantasy stories to entertain his children. He wrote annual Christmas letters from Father Christmas for them, building up a series of short stories, later compiled and published as the Father Christmas Letters. Other stories include Mr. Bliss, Rovarandom, and Smith of Wootton Major. Rovarandom and Smith of Wootton Major, like The Hobbit, borrowed ideas from his Legendarium. Tolkien never expected his fictional stories to become popular, but he was persuaded by a former student to publish a book he had written for his own children called The Hobbit in 1937. However, the book attracted adult readers as well, and it became popular enough for the publisher George Allen and Unwin to ask Tolkien to work on a sequel. Even though he felt uninspired on the topic, this request prompted Tolkien to begin what would become his most famous work, the epic three-volume novel The Lord of the Rings. Tolkien spent more than 10 years writing the primary narrative and appendices for The Lord of the Rings, during which time he received the constant support of the Inklings, in particular his closest friend C.S. Lewis, the author of The Chronicles of Narnia. Both The Hobbit and The Lord of the Rings are set against the background of the Silmarillion, but in a long time after it. Tolkien at first intended The Lord of the Rings as a children's tale, like The Hobbit, but it quickly grew darker and more serious in the writing. Though a direct sequel to The Hobbit, it addressed an older audience, drawing on the immense backstory of the Beleriand that Tolkien had constructed in previous years, and which eventually saw posthumous publication in The Silmarillion and other volumes. Tolkien's influence weighs heavily on the fantasy genre that grew up after the success of The Lord of the Rings. Tolkien continued to work on the history of Middle-earth until his death. His son Christopher, with some assistance from fantasy writer Guy Gavriel Kay, organized some of this material into one volume, published as The Silmarillion in 1977. In 1980, Christopher Tolkien followed this with a collection of more fragmentary material under the title Unfinished Tales, and in subsequent years he published a massive amount of background material on the creation of Middle-earth in the 12-volume History of Middle-earth. All these posthumous works contain unfinished, abandoned, alternative, and outright contradictory accounts, since they were always a work in progress, and Tolkien only rarely settled on a definitive version for any of the stories. There is not even complete consistency to be found between The Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit, the two most closely related works, because Tolkien was never able to fully integrate all their traditions into each other. He commented in 1965, while editing The Hobbit for a third edition, that he would have preferred to completely rewrite the entire book. The Library of Marquette University in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, preserves many of Tolkien's original manuscripts, notes, and letters. Other original material survives at Oxford's Bodleian Library. Marquette has the same manuscripts and proofs of The Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit, and other manuscripts, including Farmer Giles of Ham, while the Bodleian holds the Silmarillion papers and Tolkien's academic work. The Lord of the Rings became immensely popular in the 1960s and has remained so ever since, ranking as one of the most popular works of fiction of the 20th century, judged by both sales and reader surveys. In the 2003 Big Read survey conducted by the BBC, The Lord of the Rings was found to be the nation's best-loved book. In a 1999 poll of Amazon.com customers, The Lord of the Rings was judged to be their favorite book of the millennium. In 2002, Tolkien was voted the 92nd greatest Briton in a poll conducted by the BBC, and in 2004 he was voted 35th in a list of the greatest South Africans, the only person to appear in both lists. His popularity is not limited just to English-speaking world. In a 2004 poll inspired by the UK's Big Read survey, about 250,000 Germans found The Lord of the Rings to be their favorite work of literature. Languages. Both Tolkien's academic career and his literary production are inseparable from his love of language and philology. He specialized in Greek philology in college, and in 1915 graduated with Old Icelandic as special subject. He worked for the Oxford English Dictionary from 1918. In 1920 he went to Leeds as reader in English language, where he claimed credit for raising the number of students of linguistics from 5 to 20. He gave courses in Old English heroic verse, history of English, various Old English and Middle English texts, Old and Middle English philology, introductory Germanic philology, Gothic, Old Icelandic, and Medieval Welsh. When in 1925, aged 33, Tolkien applied for the Rawlinson and Bosworth Professorship of Anglo-Saxon, he boasted his students of Germanic philology in Leeds had even formed a Viking club. Privately, Tolkien was attracted to things of racial and linguistic significance, and he entertained notions of an inherited taste of language, which he termed the native tongue as opposed to cradle tongue, in his 1955 lecture, English and Welsh, which is crucial to his understanding of race and language. He considered West Midland Middle English his own native tongue, and as he wrote to W. H. Auden in 1955, quote, "I am a West Midlander by blood, and took to early West Midland Middle English as a known tongue as soon as I set eyes on it." Parallel to Tolkien's professional work as a philologist, and sometimes overshadowing this work to the effect that his academic output remained rather thin, was his affection for the construction of artificial languages. The best developed of these are Quenya and Sindarin, the etymological connection between which are at the core of much of Tolkien's legendarium. Language and grammar for Tolkien was a matter of aesthetics and euphony, and Quenya in particular was designed from phonoaesthetic considerations. It was intended as an elven Latin, and was phonologically based on Latin, with ingredients from Finnish and Greek. A notable addition came in late 1945 with Numenorean, a language of a faintly Semitic flavor, connected with Tolkien's Atlantis myth, which by the Notion Club papers ties directly into his ideas about the inheritability of language, and via the Second Age and the Arendial myth was grounded in the legendarium, thereby providing a link of Tolkien's 20th century real primary world with the mythical past of his Middle Earth. Tolkien considered languages inseparable from the mythology associated with them, and he consequently took a dim view of auxiliary languages. In 1930, a congress of Esperantists were told as much by him in his lecture, A Secret Vice. They said, "Your language construction will breed a mythology." But by 1956, he concluded that Vole Puk, Esperanto, Aidu, Novil, etc., etc., are dead, far deader than ancient unused languages, because their authors never invented any Esperanto legends. The popularity of Tolkien's books has had a small but lasting effect on the use of language in fantasy literature, in particular, and even on mainstream dictionaries, which today commonly accept Tolkien's spellings dwarves and elvish, instead of dwarfs with an F and elfish with an F. Other terms he has coined, like legendarium and eucatastrophe, are mainly used in connection with Tolkien's works. Works inspired by Tolkien. In a 1951 letter to Milton Waldman, Tolkien writes about his intentions to create a body of more or less connected legend, of which, quote, the cycles should be linked to a majestic whole, and yet leave scope for other minds and hands, wielding paint and music and drama, end quote. The hands and minds of many artists have indeed been inspired by Tolkien's legends. Personally known to him were Pauline Baynes, Tolkien's favorite illustrator of The Adventures of Tom Bombadil and Farmer Giles of Ham, and Donald Swan, who set the music to The Road Goes Ever On. Queen Marguerite II of Denmark created illustrations to The Lord of the Rings in the early 1970s. She sent them to Tolkien, who was struck by the similarity to the style of his own drawings. But Tolkien was not fond of all the artistic representation of his work that were produced in his lifetime, and was sometimes harshly disapproving. In 1946, he rejects suggestions for illustrations by Horace Engels for the German edition of The Hobbit as, quote, too Disneyfied. He goes on to say, Bilbo with a dribbling nose, and Gandalf as a figure of vulgar fun rather than the Odinic wanderer that I think of. End quote. He was skeptical of the emerging fandom in the United States, and in 1954 he returned proposals for the dust jackets of the American edition of The Lord of the Rings, saying, quote, thank you for sending me the projected blurbs, which I return. The Americans are not, as a rule, at all amenable to criticism or correction, but I think their effort is so poor that I feel constrained to make some effort to improve it. And in 1958, in an irritated reaction to a proposed movie adaptation of The Lord of the Rings by Morton Grady Zimmerman, he writes, quote, I would ask them to make an effort of imagination sufficient to understand the irritation, and on occasion the resentment, of an author who finds increasingly as he proceeds his work treated as it would seem carelessly in general, in places recklessly, and with no evident signs of any appreciation of what it is all about. End quote. He went on to criticize the script scene by scene, for instance, yet one more scene of screams and rather meaningless slashings. But Tolkien was in principle open to the idea of movie adaptations. He sold the film stage and merchandise rights of The Hobbit and The Lord of the Rings to United Artists in 1968. While guided by skepticism towards future productions, he forbade that Disney should ever be involved. Quote, it might be advisable to let the Americans do what they seems good to them, as long as it was possible to veto anything from or influenced by the Disney studios, for all whose works I have a heartfelt loathing. End quote. United Artists never made a film, though at least John Borman was planning a film in the early 70s. It would have been a live-action film, which apparently would have been much more to Tolkien's liking than an animated film. In 1976, the rights were sold to Tolkien Enterprises, a division of the Saul Zahn's company, and the first movie adaptation, an animated rotoscoping film, of The Lord of the Rings appeared only after Tolkien's death, in 1978, directed by Ralph Bakshi. This first adaptation, however, only contained the first half of the story, that is, The Lord of the Rings. In 1977, an animated TV production of The Hobbit was made by Rankin Bass, and in 1980, they produced an animated film entitled The Return of the King, which covered some of the portion of The Lord of the Rings that Bakshi was unable to complete. In 2001 through 3, The Lord of the Rings was filmed in full and as a live-action film as a trilogy of films by Peter Jackson. This has been the Wikipedia entry for J.R.R. Tolkien. This Wikipedia entry has been brought to you by Learn Out Loud. For more educational audio material, please visit www.learnoutloud.com.